These 10 threats to the Great Lakes are complicated. Researchers are finding new ways that nature reacts to them. For example, alien invasive species often compete for food and crowd out the native species. Once a foreign species takes control in an area, there's not much anyone can do to get rid of them. But occasionally, a native species will bite back. The GLRC's Rebecca Williams has that story.
These islands in Lake Erie seem like floating gardens of Eden. They're popular with tourists. These islands also really appeal to a rare snake.
So there's a dozen or so of them heading out into the water.
Meet the Lake Erie water snake. It can grow up to 4 feet long. Snake expert Rich King and I are watching a bunch of them swimming away, gray heads peeking up like periscopes. These snakes like the lake. They like hanging out in huge piles on docks and boats. And Rich King's discovered the snakes love to eat round gobies. Gobies are invasive fish that are thought to have hitched a ride in the ballast water of ocean-going ships from foreign ports. The gobies eat the eggs of native fish, such as smallmouth bass, and compete with other fish for food and nest sites. As gobies have taken over the lake bottom, the native fish the snakes used to eat are getting harder to find.
What we're seeing is that gobies are apparently a very abundant food source for the water snakes. And compared to the 1980s and early 1990s, when the snakes were feeding exclusively on native fish or on mud puppies, they're now consuming over 90% of their prey items are round gobies.
Today, Rich King and his students from Northern Illinois University are prowling the beaches for snakes. They carry their catches in faded pillowcases tied to their belt loops. This is the annual snake survey, Nerodio. That's Nerodia, the snake's scientific name, and rodeo, as in cowboy roundup. The snake biologists don't just look under rocks. They dive into the lake for snakes. They sneak up on piles of snakes and then grab the whole writhing mass. The snakes bite. The researchers' arms are covered in snake bites. The bites aren't life-threatening, but they're really, really bloody. And then it comes to the job at hand. The biologists are going to force the snake's stomach contents out. They call it barfing the snakes.
Some snakes are easier to puke versus others. The water snakes, for example, they sometimes voluntarily just puke it out when you pick them up.
PhD student Kristen Stanford promises me it'll be a good show. And we're in luck. Just down the road, Rich King makes his first prize catch of the day.
I got a snake with a goby in it. See the bulge? That's the head end of the goby. I'm virtually sure it's a goby. And so you just very gently work it forward and just drop it into our Ziploc bag, and that's a round goby.
King says the snakes are growing faster and getting fatter on their goby diet. Bigger snakes are less vulnerable to predators, and bigger females can have more babies. The researchers are pretty happy about that. That's because the water snakes are listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. This is the only place in the world these snakes are found. For years, people were shooting snakes and bashing them with rocks. Their numbers were getting dangerously low. The snake biologists say they understand that a lot of people hate and fear snakes. But they say now that the snakes are eating gobies, they're starting to get a little more popular, especially with fishermen. Mark Green fishes for smallmouth bass. Green says it seems like when he sees more snakes, he has better luck.
If they're eating the gobies, that is a good thing. I mean, I'm sure they have their place. Just not at my place.
Green didn't realize until today that the snakes like to hang out under the metal rim of the pier, right by his feet. He cringes, but his curiosity gets the better of him, and he peeks inside one of the pillowcases, bulging with snakes.
When they get a hold of you, do they let go pretty quick?
Typically. Every now and then you get what I call a chewer. Mm-hmm. Someone who
can hang on you.
Yeah, and they'll just sit there and...
The people and snakes are starting to arrive at an uneasy truce. And the snakes seem to be well on their way to recovery from all the feasting on gobies. The researchers are hoping to learn just how big a bite the snakes can take out of the goby population. And if, in the long run, it's good or bad for water snakes to depend on a foreign fish. For the GLRC, I'm Rebecca Williams.